With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Texas Democrat lawmakers have done it again. They fled the state. The move is aimed at blocking the Texas House from voting on a Republican redistricting plan for Congress. Governor Greg Abbott is giving the fugitive Democrats till 3 this afternoon to return, or else he says he could face possible removal from office. He's armed, he's dangerous, still out there somewhere. The manhunt continues for a suspect wanted in Friday's fatal shooting of 4 people in a bar in Anaconda, in southwest Montana.
We want to find this guy. This is a dangerous individual who has committed an absolutely heinous crime against this community and these victims. I'll go ahead and announce right now that at this time we have a $7,500 reward, and that's just the initial reward.
Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson identifies the suspect as 45-year-old Michael Brown. Strike by several thousand of its machinists is the latest challenge at facing's embattled aerospace giant Boeing.
This latest industrial action to hit Boeing follows a vote by members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union on Sunday to reject the company's latest offer on pay and work schedules. Around 3,200 employees at facilities in Missouri and Illinois are expected to join the walkout. Boeing said it was disappointed but had contingency plans in place. The company has faced a difficult few years following a number of incidents involving its aircraft.
The BBC's Tom Bailey says the strikers build fighter jets, and this is Boeing's second strike in less than 1 year. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up 326 points. The Nasdaq ahead 250. This is SRN News. Another medical facility will stop performing sex change operations on kids.
Add Children's Hospital at Virginia Commonwealth University to the growing list of healthcare businesses that are abandoning transgenderism rather than lose their federal funding. The Virginia Hospital will also stop giving puberty-blocking drugs to kids who want to live as the opposite sex. President Trump has vowed to pull taxpayer dollars from any medical facility that helps youngsters assume another sexual identity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several elite U.S. colleges have made deals with President Trump's administration, offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools Columbia, Brown, and the University of Pennsylvania have reached agreements to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The Republican administration is pressing for more, citing the deal it negotiated with Columbia as a roadmap for other schools. SRN News. The Gifford Fire, burning in California, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties, is just 3% contained. It's burned about 50,000 acres in the Los Padres National Forest. Her work on the small screen brought laughter and smiles to a lot of faces all those years ago.
Lonnie Anderson has died just days before her 80th birthday. She gained fame for her role as Jennifer, the receptionist for a goofy radio station on the hit TV comedy WKRP in Cincinnati. Anderson died in a Los Angeles hospital following a prolonged illness. WKRP aired from 1978 through 1982 and was set in a station trying to reinvent itself with rock music, often with wild and crazy results. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.